How you doing?
I might have missed your face a little bit. Good to see you.
It's been a week.
Oh, huh?
A whole week.
Been forever.
Yeah. So it's me and Hanakawa today, and we're joined by EJ again.
Hello, Hanakawa. Where Hanakawa at? Oh, that's her.
She's here. She just doesn't have her camera on.
I should put a picture up for you. I'm sorry.
You should. This ain't live or nothing. Can I get a hi?
It is early for me. Okay. I'm not East Coast person.
She's in Arizona.
Damn it, Hanakawa. Okay, fine. This is what you look like.
This is what she looks like.
An H with an A on the end. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Instagram ready.
Let's go.
Oh my God, kid. So, we bring you in, EJ, because you are like our subject matter expert, because you take notes on the show. So
yeah, I do that.
And I've lost interest in taking notes on the show.
Oh, it's so tedious. But
it really is.
But I mean, truth, it makes for a great show. And like with me and Meg being comics, what ends up happening is it sparks conversations about other shit. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that ended up being the thing why, and we was like, yo, should we just, you know what I mean? Just freestyle it, just watch it, and then just talk about what we watch. And we both decided, nah, you know what I mean? We got a lot of people who believe in what we're doing over there, so we don't want to get lazy on them.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? You guys have a great show. I love listening to you. You guys cover, the podcast is I Want My Podcast, and they cover all the different reality shows. Like, you cover everything, right?
We do Love After Lockup. We do 90 Day. Married at First Sight just ended. We were doing that one as well. Darcy and Stacey just ended. And we also do Married at First Sight, which I think that's going to be shutting down soon too. So we're looking at another one to bring in, but I mean, the crux of what I Want My Podcast, what it got started on, was basically like 90 Day and the Lockup series.
Right. So the Matt Sharp entertainment.
Yeah.
Speaking of hella busy, Ben's DUI lawyer is going to be busy.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Let's talk about Ben's DUI. For those of you guys who don't know, Ben of Ben and the Mahogany was recently arrested on DUI. And I guess, I'm a little confused because I didn't look that deeply into it, but he was arrested on a probation violation. So he had a prior something, and then he got arrested for violating the probation on that. And I'm not sure if both of them were DUIs. Like, did he have a, was he on probation because he had a DUI and then he got caught driving again? Or like, what was I, that I didn't look into, which I should have. I'm sorry.
That part, I don't know. I just saw he got arrested and I was like, won't he do it? This is what happens when you're a shit person and you use God as a ruse for all of your bullshit. Right. This is what happens. This is the chickens coming home to roost, Benjamin.
This is the commentary I wanted.
Yeah. This is the chickens coming home to roost, man.
And yeah, his previous arrest was in 2024. They call it operating while ability impaired. So okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did he get arrested for this time? Was it another DUI that violated his probation or?
I think it was, he didn't appear for his violation hearing.
Oh, interesting. Well, okay, because like Starcasm is reporting, they reported it's unclear what the alleged probation violation is. So the original arrest was for driving while operating while with the presence of drugs and driving on a suspended license.
Yeah, they didn't mention if it were drugs, just ability impaired, right? OWAI, as they call it.
Right.
So he was scheduled for a probation violation hearing in February and didn't appear.
So is the driving, what did you say, driving while unable to be driving or whatever it was?
Operating while ability impaired.
Operating while ability impaired. God, I want to, you know what? This shit make me want to be white so bad. right?
Oh, my God.
You want to be white so bad. I'm not even kidding. I love my culture, but just for the sake of driving, just for the sake of getting from point A to point B safely, I wish I could like turn white. You know what I'm saying? Driving while ability impaired, that's like, oh yeah, we know you was fucked up, but we're not gonna call it that because you're white. Boo, boo. I want to be white so bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lord, you know, speaking of, I just want to take a quick digression. Now, we got a review this past week. Now, I don't normally go and read the reviews because if you've read them, they're not pretty. People hate me. And I don't know why they listen to me and feel the need to like go on a rampage about it, but they do. So that said, if you like us, can you go leave us a good review?
Oh my God.
Yeah, leave these guys a good review. I've met Hannah Connor. I met her name. Her name is beautiful.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know what she look like, but we friends. And and I've been hanging out with Katrina for a few weeks now, and she's the homie. So I'm not sure what y'all are mad at them about. But I think they're cool people.
They're not mad at Hanakawa. They just don't like me. They like her. They don't like me. They think I'm like condescending and rude and I don't know, all kinds of things. But remember last week, EJ, you and I were talking about don't say the N word.
Right.
Right. Like, just don't. Like, that's just don't say it. This person's comment review was about, I don't need a middle-aged white woman telling me what I can and can't say. So props to you. You didn't need me to tell you to not use the N-word. Thank you. And props to you. Okay.
I wouldn't have wasted any energy on that whatsoever. Because think about this. You weren't even talking to that fucking guy specifically.
I know.
You were just saying something that needed to be said, and that's just a hater. Notice haters when you see them. I told you, people don't hate on people who suck. It just don't happen.
Yeah.
Like, if you were trash, nobody would hate on you, I promise.
Yeah, okay? I just always think it's an interesting social commentary, and I'm by far, it's not isolated to me. You know, you see this everywhere, particularly with female podcasters, but the general audience is harder on females and has different expectations for females than they do for males. Like, you and I could say the exact same thing and I get eviscerated for it and you wouldn't. And that has in fact happened to me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I say the exact same thing, say like, the 90 Day Gays say, and I love them. So this isn't a knock on them, but I got eviscerated for the same thing that they say. So, you know, it's like, because people just don't like me. So it's a whole thing.
I mean, realistically, look, you're a podcaster. Okay. You're a podcaster. Your job is to just get on here and be Katrina.
Right. If you don't like it, don't listen. Look,
say what you want to say. If you feel in your heart of hearts at the end of the day, I stuck by every last one of my morals. Right. I didn't step out of myself one time. So if you didn't like something I did, fuck it. Yeah. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing.
It's kind of how I feel. Yeah. But I just wanted to point that out. Anyway, so getting back to Ben.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to turn into a motivational speaker on you.
Oh,
and shit.
No, that's hey. No,
I'm just nodding. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, breakfast, tea, words. Say it for the people. Say it for the frauded in the back.
I got you.
Yeah. And well, thank you. Appreciate it. And I'm sure somebody else needs to hear those words too. And don't let the haters get you down. Nope. But EJ, since we can't magically turn you white to drive back to wherever the fuck he's from, I don't even remember where's Ben from?
Michigan.
Why are they all from Michigan?
He's from Meat Chicken.
Because that's where they have them at. That's where they had a crazy set.
It's usually Florida. This season it's Michigan. They're like, Geno's from Michigan. Tennessee's from Michigan. Why are they all from Michigan?
This is what happened. All of the suckers come from Michigan, right? All of the motherfucking pipe layers come from Tunisia because everybody is slaying over there in Tunisia, right? You just it's the regions. It's like the grapes for wines and stuff. You just grow them in different places, right?
And all the just crazy, go check on them.
All
as
the,
they...
the gullible suckers come from Michigan.
Oh my God!
Yeah. God. So Ben apparently couldn't post his $10,000 bond. I don't. God, I'm joking.
Don't do that.
I don't.
It's too early. I was gonna say he didn't get paid for the season yet. He can't post the bond. He's like, can I get a?
Can I get an advance? Matt Sharp, can you come bail me out?
Oh, I'm gonna put something on it. I got it.
Are they gonna move him to Love After Lockup or Love During Lockup?
No, I wish they would.
The crossover.
I think some of these people could cross over to other shows.
So many, they sure can. So many could.
Yeah, so me and Meg were talking about I Want My Podcast. We were talking about how Big Ed should go on Married at First Sight. Somebody would be so pissed.
Oh, but
you see this little fucker waddling down the aisle. Like, no, no.
I think they'd be more angry when he opens.
Like her whole family would get up and run to the back where she is like, baby, do not go out there.
Yeah, but his personality is what's the deal killer there with him.
But no, this ain't being shallow. You'll look at him. Nobody's like, yeah, I would love to be with a guy that looks like that. See, this is what happens. People get all fucking sensitive, like they can't say what they want to say. Ed is fucking hideous. Are we not allowed to say that?
You're allowed to say it all you want.
Okay. God damn it. He's not an attractive dude. Nobody's like, oh, fuck yeah. Nobody will look at him. Like,
I want a piece of that.
Like, ain't nobody going to care. Like, you know what I mean? They'll have other questions. Why does he smell like Hellman's?
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, why does he want to take creepy pictures of me? why do I have a toothbrush? Speaking of toothbrushes, so Gino and what's her name? Jasmine.
Yep.
So I got a message from Lindsay. And Lindsay, for those following along at home that didn't take notes, Lindsay is the former sugar baby that sent the messages to Jasmine.
Right.
That their whole Jasmine and Gino's entire season is based on that, this plot line, right? Is uh-huh. Lindsay is the ex, right? She was a former sugar baby. That's how they were dating. She was a sugar baby, and it was a million years ago. She now works in the adult film industry, and Jasmine's constantly giving her shit for being a porn actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind that Jasmine is now doing an OnlyFans, you know. See? So it's the, yep, the hypocrisy there. But
don't knock the hustle, people. That's all we're saying.
So this most recent episode, and EJ, help me out if I get the details wrong. Jasmine got mad at Gino because she went through his email and found this old ass receipt for a Legoland trip.
Legoland. It was when you go to Legoland. Like, look at the date on the email. Right? It was
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember.
So she sent me a message. She said, Oh, she big mad about Legoland. Wait till she finds out about the two trips to Disney World.
Oh my God. All right. Somebody's internet fucked up right when you were saying that. You have to say it again.
This is a quote from Lindsay. Uh-huh. Oh, she big mad about Legoland. Wait till she finds out about the two trips to Disney World.
Oh shit. She gonna kill Gino. I'm serious. Gino gonna get buried in her backyard. I'm telling you.
Is that how we cheat now at theme parks?
Yeah, that's what we do.
This wasn't cheating though. This was when he was paying Lindsay to hang out with him.
Cause if you thought your man was out somewhere, you wouldn't go check at fucking Legoland for him. You know what I'm saying? You go look at Disney World
Lindsay
for your man.
Lindsay has two little kids. So these trips make sense, right? Gino taking her and the kids to these places makes sense.
Oh my God.
Because she's got these two little kids.
He's trying to be on the low. That's why he wear a hat everywhere.
Shit. He's incognito. He apparently also took her to Miami and Chicago. Disney World was for the kids. And Legoland was for the kids, but he took her to Miami and Chicago also. So if she is so super smart on technology, like she says, she should be able to find those emails too.
I mean, she'll get there. She checks shit every day, right? If you go out in your backyard and dig every day, you're going to fucking find something. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God, he's not smart enough to delete them.
Well, and
who
you
the
know,
fuck he cheats and doesn't clean up the evidence?
No, come on. Gino's a dope. You've been seeing this shit for what, 13 episodes now? He sucks.
I know.
He but is it's such not a cheating. Small brain
you guys,
dude.
It's not cheating. This is what happened a million years ago. But why Jasmine's all bent out of shape about it now, I don't know. Because she just found out that he spent years paying this girl. I don't know.
Because maybe Jasmine is a beautiful dumpster fire. Does that make sense?
She's ugly to me.
Like, I don't know. I think she's very pretty. But I mean, yes, the personality does make her ugly. And here's what I mean by that. You see a lot of beautiful dumpster fires. They just, you know, all you can do is just fix up the exterior because the interior is shit, right? So let me put some makeup on it. You know what I mean? Let's do some squats with this exterior. Let's
get some eyelashes right? done.
Yeah. But then
call Gino to pay for it.
You worked on nothing else. And so you're a shit person that just looks amazing.
Do you think she only looks amazing because of the work that she's had done? Like, because she has her eyelashes and her lips and her boobs and her hair and all the stuff that Gino's been paying for from day one. Do you think that's why she's beautiful, or is she beautiful, you think, before?
I think she just has enhancements. I mean, she's not an ugly woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she definitely put some money into enhancing features to make herself look how she looks. And so
yeah, that's fine. I have no problems with no problems at all.
Don't hit on eyelashes, okay?
Fuck. What's wrong with eyelashes?
I don't know.
Nothing's wrong with that. My only point about eyelashes is that he made that comment during the episode. Would you want to go get your eyelashes done? And, you know, he's been paying for her eyelashes or extensions or, you know, whatever. I'm assuming that's what it is that she's talking about. If you have to keep getting them redone, I'm assuming it's extensions.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's been paying for from day one. So, but she's not a sugar baby, y'all.
No. It is like, this one I don't get. She does sugar baby shit, but doesn't want the label.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She's totally a sugar baby.
Oh, look, everything like, you're no, doing, I'm Jasmine, is sugar baby-ish.
I'm
okay.
A kept woman.
Hey, I want to be a sugar baby. It's too bad that Heterolife mate makes less money than I do. So can't work that out.
I'll never get I got too many regular babies. I can't have no sugar babies. I can't be
doing that. You got a whole castle full of kids.
Yeah.
And another group of baby mamas. You need like a dry, is that what that dry erase board is next to you on the wall to keep track of which kid and which mom and where
yeah,
all
when
your
the payments
got
to go out, when I'm going to take these visits. That's what, yeah. Yeah. Nah, it is, man. I went through a point in my life. I just couldn't quit fucking. I don't know what it was, but I don't know. I grew up now.
And, I get
and all
it.
I can do, like, it's rough. God, it makes my life so busy. But I mean, it's the hand I dealt myself, and I'm smiling still.
There's a reason. There's a reason for all of it, right? Nothing happens by accident. So I'm sure your children are.
I could have done so much better shit. Like just have it all be with the same fucking woman. Like what the fuck? You have a like you sit there in the mirror. You're like, EJ, what the fuck are you doing? Like I had that conversation with myself for a day. I was like, why not? Like, fine, have that many, but do them all with the same person, right?
But you know what? Here's the thing. Like you just happen to have tangible evidence of your time being a whore, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't, thank God. Like I could have, but I didn't, right? I don't have tangible evidence of that time. I can just pretend. And social media wasn't even really a thing, so I don't even have, like, it doesn't exist, that time of my life. That's all. We all did
so
the same
to go
shit.
To and I feel like to go through like a period where you're a whole mess like that, and what you do have to show for it is beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be so mad about it.
Right.
So I'm good.
Good.
It took me a minute to get here though. Holy shit. Yeah, but I'm good now.
Excellent.
See, so everybody's learning about EJ Edmonds on this podcast. Oh, that's what we do. That's what we do.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Let's
talk about what actually happened. I mean, we haven't even talked about anything that's happened. Can we talk about Ella and Johnny?
Ella, I'll tell you this, man. Ella, I liked her at first. I was like, she's, you know what I mean? She's this quirky, nerdy girl who wants her quirky, nerdy dude, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she just started to get, like, aggressive. He was like, look, there is COVID and I don't want to wear my beekeeper suit on the plane. And she's like, I don't care. Get here or I'm going to date other people. You know,
like that then, seems a little excessive. Yeah,
it is. And then like right at the, you know, and then there was the part where she was like, she told him when she told him that she slept with somebody else by accident.
By accident.
Yeah.
The guy's penis accidentally fell into her vagina.
Yeah, just invited somebody over to the Purple Palace for some comfort, right? They was just going to like eat some nachos and
watch baseball. We were just cosplaying, I swear.
Yeah. Netflix and chill.
And she ended up having sex with some dude. Well, and he's like, look, I didn't want to know
depressed that. And distraught. And, you know, that always happens. Doesn't it always happen to you?
Yeah, well, I always search for comfort.
Yeah, don't ask me that
when I'm sad.
Clearly, EJ isn't the right person to ask.
Yeah. No, but I mean.
Comfort dick.
And a cola. Can you come over for some Crunchyroll and chill, please?
Crunchyroll and chill.
Would you watch anime on? I know she.
Yeah, no, I have a subscription to Crunchyroll because I have two kids that are very into anime. So
I can't with this woman.
Yes, that's why I'm laughing so hard is because I actually have Crunchyroll.
Oh my goodness.
Oh Jesus.
My 18-year-old and my 12-year-old watch it.
Yeah, and then you saw that after she told Johnny this. Johnny wasn't even, he didn't even hit the ceiling. Mm-mm. He's just like, he got punched in the face and he sat there like he deserved it. He was like, boom, I deserve that. But I didn't want to hear that.
So
it's like, come on, man.
There's something with this story that's producer driven. And I'm not sure exactly which part of it is, but my inside sources tell me that she was complaining about something in this storyline that was producer driven. I've been trying to figure out what that is. Did she actually sleep with this person? Or did she just say she slept with this person? Was this whole, I want an open relationship argument telling, because, you know, Johnny seemed way too chill about all that. So wait, like, did they know that this, are they just cosplaying as it were? Matt Sharp cosplay?
I don't know if he was chill. I wonder if he just felt like it was his fault.
He kept acting.
Yeah. He's like, well, I took too long to get there. So of course she would cheat on me. That's not ooh, how it works, but I think that's where he was, honestly.
It's remnants of Blame Ji-hoon.
Oh my god. We can't even
that's how he took it. It was more like, I guess Hanukkah, I think you're right. It was just pretty much he was feeling like I couldn't get there. And, you know, and she done fell on some other dude's dick and it's kind of my fault, which I don't agree with, but mm-mm, that's how the guy feels. And yeah, the whole time, like, and then, you know, she's seen like as soon as Johnny said all of this, he was like, it's pretty much my fault. I didn't want to hear that, but I do feel like I fucked up. She went right back into pointing the finger at him. Right. Went right back in the railing on him because she won. And it was like, all right, let me put my, I can put my foot on his neck. This is kind of cool. I like this. Right. And then that's what she was seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and he's sitting there groveling to her. I buy you a diamond ring. Like, come on, man. You just said what you said to him. And he forgave you. Mm-hmm. And then you start shitting on him again.
Yeah.
Yo, on our episode, we recorded, we did our recap a couple of days ago. Meg went on like this whole fuck Ella rant. And I agree with a fuck Ella this episode, man.
I have to agree.
Yeah. But he says, and this is what he says after that. He's like, look, February, I'm coming. Hell or high water, I'm going to be there, but I just need some time. Like, the dude is obviously very afraid of getting sick or really just don't want to see her. I can't figure it out. But either way, his reason sounds acceptable.
Yeah, and he has a kid.
If like, nothing else, it sounds acceptable.
To be able to visit her requires like 2 weeks at either end of the trip to quarantine each time. So you're talking a month just for quarantine.
In a whole nother fucking country.
By yourself in a hotel in some other fucking country.
Yeah, fuck Ella, dude.
And risk not risk not being able to get back into China.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest part.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Getting stuck in, I mean, there are worse places to be stuck than Dubai, but if you don't actually live there, I mean, that's problematic. Yeah. I like Dubai. I like it a lot, but
it's gonna get expensive after a while. No.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, opulence in Dubai is insanity.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
All right. What about Ximena and Mike?
Damn, this one.
Where it was very clear, she put her cards on the table. It makes it very clear that...
If he's not paying,
she's out, but she's keeping him on the hook, right? She like throws him the pity dick, right?
Mm-hmm. This is what you see. This is what the world thinks of America right now. That America is full like of savages and suckers. That's all we have here, right? There's nothing in between. Savages and suckers is all we got, right? And Ximena found herself a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And see, he's not good representation. There's actually good people here.
Right.
But you don't see that. This is what you see is Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I mean,
we talked at length about Mike last week.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for him.
Nope.
At all.
Nope. So what does he do? So he basically threatens to break up with her. And she's like,
remember, because they were at the I think they were out eating somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is when they're having a talk, and she was like, are you breaking up with me?
Yeah, and she was like, you need to not talk to Nelsie anymore. Because Nelsie is calling her on
was
her.
Funny, this wasn't nothing but God, Katrina, get this. Look, now, they are walking out. She's like, look, just stay for another week. You know, we'll figure this out. You know, let's see what we can make happen. They get up to leave, and, you know, like, and then... God intervenes. Won't he do it? Look, we're sitting here and his phone rings and it's Nelsie. And Nelsie is pretty much like, motherfucker, I am worried about you. Come home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like at that point.
Yeah.
And you know, her and Ximena fight because like for whatever reason, Ximena don't speak no English.
Mm-hmm.
But she understands what's going down right now.
Yeah.
She's about to, Nelsie is about to talk Ximena out of her bag, right? That's what's about to happen.
Yes.
And had Mike convinced to stand up for herself for a second. It's like, look, I think I'm going to stay in a hotel tonight, right?
And then leave, right?
You know, she see the gravy train rolling away from the station. She's like, oh, shit. Like, oh, yeah. No, wait, no. All right, look, come on with me. I got Poom Poom. You want some Poom Poom? I know that, right? Okay. Come on back to the house. We'll put little Harold in the M&A room. And
they snuck out of her room and they went and did the boom boom on the kid's bed.
Oh. Yo, yeah, they banged on the Thomas the Tank Engine. She, yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Ow. Yo, what the fuck? All right, look. All right, I got kids, man. And like,
As we've discussed.
Yes. I have to sneak away from sex sometimes. Like, there's a lot of kids in this house. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, just in their bed. Like, they got to sleep there tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't sleep in their own beds, right?
Her mom has to sit there and realize, I just had sex with this weird looking dude that I don't give a shit about in my baby's bed.
You think they should have gone to, like, the couch or something that he paid for?
A counter.
Whatever. The bathroom? Yeah. Shower, maybe?
From Robert, and what was her name?
Robert
and Annie?
Annie, yeah.
Yeah, they would go boom, boom on the couch.
Yeah.
Because Bryson slept in the bed.
Yeah.
So
I got a kid named Bryson. We got somebody else named Bryson.
Aww.
Guy.
Like, yeah. Robert and Annie.
Yeah. But that's what it was. That's happened. So they went there and ended up smashing. And she's still clowning on him.
He thinks it's genuine. I know.
Like, you remember the whole, he's like, if I could equate you to an animal in the bed, I'd say you're a tiger. Oh, what would you say I was? Like, the way you sit there staring at me all creepy, I'd say a fucking owl. And he's like, oh, that's cute. Like, no. You're so stupid, man.
That's some Twilight vampire watching me sleep kind of shit.
Do you think he really does that? Just sits there and stares at her like
Absolutely.
This?
I've had it done to me. I was married to a guy who liked to do that, and I thought it was super creepy. Oh, God. I would tell him, because, you know, we were married for 13 years, so I think he got over it. But he did at the beginning, if he was awake and I wasn't. Yeah.
But you could tell this is new love, though. Like, you know what I mean? Because think about this. Like, if you have a husband, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So if your husband, if you wake up and your husband is sitting there staring you in the face, like, you wake up and be like, the fuck are you looking at?
Exactly. Like,
that's what it would say. Yeah, yes. That's it. That's the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be you being a creep. Like, the fuck are you looking at?
Right.
And with him, it's like, oh my God, this is creepy. I want to say something, but I ain't been with him long enough to do that. Nope.
Just have a staring contest. I'm like, okay, let's go.
All right.
See, that's what love sound like right there. Okay,
what you got? Wait, we need to get Pokey on this.
Oh my God. No. If I ever wake up and people are staring at me, I'm like, you okay? Do you need medical attention?
Not talking about children waking us up when they're like,
how
you know,
many fingers am I holding up?
Dude, children are the creepiest when they wake
I
you up.
Know.
My kid stands in the doorway and just stares, and I can feel his presence, and I like turn over like it's a horror movie, and I just see a shadow. I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, what do you want?
Yo, I got woken up with a water bottle the other day. Like, my lady thought it was a great idea to buy our toddler like one of those little like metal water bottles.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So I'm glad.
Never give metal to a toddler.
Yeah, so I was watching something on the couch. It was like nighttime, and she should have had her ass in bed, but she was being a little terrorist she is. And I fell asleep on the couch, and all of a sudden I hear boom, like oh my God.
It's like more water. Work.
I'm thirsty, daddy.
Oh my God.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, where the fuck even were we? I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
But they should grow out of that by the time they're adults and have actual girlfriends.
Right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be waking them up by staring at them.
Mike and Anna. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about Tennessee? Let's talk about Tennessee and hazmat.
I'm saying Momus, right? Oh. So we get the translator back for. Right.
Yes.
And Hamidi, I think his name was Hamidi or something like that. But he gets his next 15 seconds of fame.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he gets his next 15 seconds because mom's a want to talk to his ass too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's a good idea. Let's sit down and talk, right?
Let's have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And then and Momza was like, look, I worry about Momza. My baby. Yeah, I don't want, you know, any of this making trouble for him.
Basically, you sound like you have a horrific past and don't be pulling, you know, taking any of that shit out on my son, right?
Yeah. You know, and then she's like, so what's the deal with her? Like, what happened to her when she was younger?
God.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, she talks to Hamadi and she mentions all of the trauma and all of that stuff, the trauma, the, mm-hmm. the moving from place to place and
foster homes and all that. Yeah.
And then mom just says, well, I don't want that affecting my son. And that's when you saw Memphis get mad and it was kind of awesome.
She was all, excuse like, me.
She looks at that translator. She's like, look, this is what I want you to tell this bitch. Okay. Right? I'm a nurse practitioner. I make good money. I came from nothing. I didn't have nobody to baby me like you do your fucking man child of a son. Okay. That I still love. All right. I had to learn the adult on my own. Tell her that shit. Right. And I stood up and clapped a little bit. I really did.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't think it was a little excessive. Like Momza wasn't even coming at her hard and she came back at her like with fire for like no reason. Like she could have expressed that same sentiment without being like, look, you're really getting to me, bitch.
No, because off camera, this conversation has been had multiple fucking times.
Yeah. This isn't the first time this got mentioned. This is just what got aired. Like, you see what I'm saying?
She's like the way she went to 0 to 60. Before. Yeah. She was instantly like triggered. Like, nope.
She was saying that all of this stuff she brought herself up out of for the most part.
Right. Right. Which
like, she's brought herself up out of all of it.
Kudos. Kudos to her. She had a really rough childhood. Yeah.
And then for moms it'd be like, yeah, I just don't want any of that shit affecting my son. It's like, bitch, what has your son had to deal with? I've grinded through all of this and you looking at me sideways. Right.
Okay. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
She's like, but I Googled the Michigan. I Googled it.
Yeah. God. Oh shit. And did you love the part when they went dress shopping? What the fuck was that? Is that how Tunisian brides be dressing?
Oh God. That was it. Well, I feel like contractually they have to put a wedding dress shopping episode each season for each couple, regardless.
It always has to be crazy. Yeah.
There always has to be a dress shopping episode because some of them are just don't make any sense. And the only reason they're there is because like Matt Sharp loves them or something.
It was like costumes. It was like she was trying on costumes. She had on like an Elvis costume, like with inflatable legs or something.
That one was weird. I don't know.
And the dress that looked like the one that Shrek wife wore, like that green one, right? I was like, come on.
I don't know. I liked the stuff. I am a big fan of other cultures' wedding attire. I love looking at it. I love watching it. I love, I was on Love is Blind. You had the Indian girl, right? And seeing her shopping for her dress was gorgeous. I love that stuff. So I loved seeing Tennessee in all of these outfits because I just love looking at the attire. I love seeing that part of the culture.
Well, they did her better than Rebecca.
Yeah.
That's all mm-hmm. I'll say.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
When it comes to the traditional wedding, they did her better.
They did. But look, this is what I'm saying, Katrina. Look, you saw Deep D's outfit. You saw Shake's outfit. They look amazing.
They
both
did.
Of them, right? Mm-hmm. They were looking fresh, right?
Yes, they were.
So can we not agree that Tunisia need to step their wedding attire game up a little bit? Can we not agree on that?
I mean, sure. I don't know. I mean, if that's their attire, that's their attire. Like, are you hating on their cultural choices?
I don't know. I just look. I'm not by any means any sort of a chauvinist or misogynist. Well,
we can talk about what's her name, Libby and Andres.
Yeah, but I just don't feel like women should get married in pantsuits. No, I don't think that's wrong of me to say. If they're becoming a bride, they shouldn't get married in pantsuits. That's just me.
There's some pretty pantsuits out there, EJ.
To get married in, though?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe I am a little archaic then, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she wants to do cartwheels.
She wants to be different. Look really sharp in a pantsuit.
I'm thinking like Hillary Clinton.
I was going to say Hillary Clinton pantsuit versus
Kim Jong-un wear or something, right? Oh. Something like that.
Oh Lord. Oh God. Okay.
Like it's supposed to be. I just picture beautiful, like gown when I picture like a wedding, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Traditional, right?
Traditional
wedding. Women should be in skirts.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if I know there's other types. I'm just talking like the traditional sense, like, you know, man woman wedding. You know, obviously, like if a woman's getting married and you both want to wear pants, it was do your damn thing. I don't know.
I think it's a little chauvinist, WEJ.
All right, I'm gonna
work. I think there's a little unconscious bias going on here.
I don't know. I don't know. Just pantsuits just don't seem right. Yeah,
I don't think that's why it's great, but I'm not anti-pantsuit.
Yeah, this is why it's great for people who aren't fully evolved like myself to cover reality shows. Like it's great.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The more opinions the better, but oh God. But we know they get married, sadly.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And then I guess the last couple is before we go on to talk about some other stuff, is back to Ben, full circle, Ben and Mahogany. Do we have anything to say about this? Because, I mean, what's to say?
I thought it was the whole segment was stupid.
Right.
I really did. I thought it was stupid. Like her parents showed up at the thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at right? The breakfast. That's, wait.
Yeah.
Was that this episode or is that the last episode?
I'm pretty sure that was this one.
Okay, see, I can't. It's all running together at this point.
Yeah.
It's that point in the season where they're just extending episodes because the other season isn't ready yet. So they have
because,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. But no, what happened? This is the one where you remember where he was like sending all of those texts. He was like writing the book of Ben and sending to her.
Right.
Right.
She was like, fuck this shit.
And then, like, I guess she invited him to breakfast or to meet her for breakfast the next day. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's where we ended up seeing, like, the parents and all that.
Yeah, I think it was wrong of him to not show up. Like, just
what
because
was the
she
reason did, for not?
He didn't show up because she didn't respond to his 10-page, you know, manifesto. He was like, he got all mad because, you know, he got butthurt because she didn't respond to his text messages. So he was like, well, fuck her.
He wrote his whole heart out and she did the K.
She didn't even give him that.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, how did she invite him to breakfast? Did she text him and tell him?
Maybe they were planning on it already.
But if you ain't talked to somebody in a whole bunch of time, did he know to go there? Like, was he
assumed they'd planned it ahead of time that they were she was supposed to be there, and then the parents surprised her, and then he didn't show up, and you know, which all could have just been entirely made up to make him look bad. I don't know. Mm. Who knows? Because that whole scene with the parents, the quote unquote parents, is awkward as fuck. So
it was just a very sloppy segment, and I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you that's know? A good way to describe it. Sloppy. So I got some news. What do we have in my news? We have a couple more couples that are possibly filming for Happily Ever After. So my source on this has been seeing some stuff in post-production, but only some of the footage that they have seen is edited footage. Most of it is unedited footage. So the thing with the unedited footage is we don't know necessarily where it's going. We don't know what they're going to end up with in the final, right? So we already talked about who's going to be on Happily Ever After. But I just got word that Jovi and Yara and Michael and Angela are also filming for Happily Ever After. So I don't know if they're going to have all of them on, including the other five couples or whatever that we've already talked about ad nauseum. I don't know what, you know, if they're going to end up cutting people or whatever. But I mean, that sounds very typical, right? Like they continue to film these people and then they put the footage wherever they feel.
Did I miss something with Michael and Angela?
People keep saying they broke up and I haven't been paying attention, but I haven't seen anything other than people just saying they broke up. But no, nothing. You haven't missed anything. Nothing.
I haven't heard them even talked about in a while.
Well, yeah. Like the tell all. And I'm like, she pretty much showed her tits literally.
Yeah.
And walked away. And usually in Angela, that means we're done, but I guess not.
I mean, I've seen, you know, he'll post birthday greetings to her and stuff. We know he's not here in America. His filming is in Nigeria. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's happy with any of the couples. So I don't know. Like
we never are. No.
The other news is Carini of Paul and Carini was charged with domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, it appears it's from the incident that Paul, I think Paul had posted the video and I think he's taken it down, but it's around if you want to find it somewhere. a video of, because they've got like a million cameras in their house, which is creepy as fuck, but it's a whole other rant.
Right.
There's a video of her like choking him basically on the couch in front of the kids. And that is what this incident is for. It's like a fourth degree assault is what they're calling it, which means it's like very minor. But she has been charged. Now, what's interesting is people are asking about, well, is she going to be deported? You know, she's been in the U.S. long enough where she's gotten all of her like conditional, you know, conditions removed or whatever and all that stuff. But are they going to deport her because she's got a DUI? I don't know. Like Larissa was going to be deported because of her DUI or not DUIs, her domestic violence arrests. But she filed a VAWA claim, a Violence Against Women Act claim, claiming that she was abused. Now, we know that she was ultimately the one that was called the abuser, not him. So how the aggressor can now claim victim status, I'm not sure on, but that could possibly be the route Carini's going to go because Carini has said Paul's abusive. Now we know that Carini is also abusive. So I just hope these two get divorced and stay far away. Yeah,
they're both fucking bad for each other. Exactly. He just caught it on camera and has the password to the camera system.
Right.
There you go.
That's right. All it is.
Right. So that's where we're at with that. Her being an aggressor does not mean that she can't also be a victim. I just want to make sure that that's clear. So that's the news that I have. I don't know that I have anything else. Do I have anything? I don't think I have any other news. Oh, the new season. The new season of regular 90 Day has been announced.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we don't have.
Yeah. Yeah, when I hear that, like, it's like,
we don't have a start.
What am I gonna have to cover now, huh? Yep.
We don't have a start date, but these are some interesting couples. So we have Patrick and Thais. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Thais. An accent over the I. I don't know how to pronounce Portuguese properly, but he's from Texas. She's from Brazil. We have Shada from Trinidad and Tobago and Bilal from Kansas City, Missouri. In this picture, she appears that she's Muslim. She's wearing a hijab. So we'll see what happens there. Then we have Kara from Charlottesville, Virginia, which is near me, and Guillermo from Venezuela. We have Kobe from Cameroon and Emily from Salina, Kansas. And I think that's it. Oh, no, and one more. Mohammed from Egypt and Yvette from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Does not appear that we have anybody from Michigan. Oh, and Ari and Benny are coming back for that.
Too. For what?
For 90 Day Fiancé. They've been on.
Still not fucking married.
No, but they're going to get married on this. On eventually. This season.
Sure. Sure they are.
Yeah, eventually.
They're married
she'll find,
now.
She'll find some reason to.
No, they're married now, aren't okay. they?
I don't know.
I thought they were.
I don't know.
Yeah. So you know, that's all before the 90 day. I mean, regular 90 days. So that's mm-hmm. like the visas have been approved. The people are coming over to the United States versus what we're watching now, which is the first time these people have met in person. And
yay for new people, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
New people.
We said that about the season, and the season started off good, and then it just the dumpster fire just started rolling down the hill and collecting more and more. And it's
shout out to the 90 Day franchise for milking these things for all their worth.
Oh, it was like,
for all their worth. Like next thing you know, you could be like 90 Day Fiance, the childhood. You're gonna see how they all grew up and shit. They just every time period they can squeeze into a show, it happens.
Right, because we have a new set of diaries.
Fiance, 90 the high school diaries. Years, right?
I know, right?
It's going down.
We have more diaries on the app now. They've been advertising mm-hmm. that. You know, they just keep everybody under contract so they don't have, you know, so they all have NDAs and they can just film them and do whatever they want with them. It's like they own them for the rest of their lives because these people want to be able to endorse like Poop Tea and Boom Bun.
Oh, God.
I think that's all I have. And we don't know. We don't know when the season's ending. We don't know when the tell-all's airing. We don't know when the next season's starting. TLC probably doesn't even know. They never post this shit. It just all of a sudden they'll be like, tell-all next week. Two-part tell-all next Monday and Tuesday or whatever in the hell. Like just all of a sudden they announce it and then all of a sudden the new season airs. And they don't announce any of this stuff. I think it's because they don't actually know. Like they're still dicking around with like editing and shit. But... So that's where we're at.
That's where we are.
Thank awesome. You guys. Thank you guys as usual.
Yeah. Thank you
for joining me.
Can I thank you guys? Kanakawa.
Yes, of course.
Kanakawa, thank you very much. Trina, thank you as always. This was fun.
Always. Thank you,
EJ. Hang out. This is what I love. Just talking about silly ass reality shows. It's so stupid that I like doing this. But
I know we were talking about this in my staff meeting, my work staff meeting the other day. Like we're all in my office. We're all huge reality fans, really. Mm-hmm. And some of them are 90 Day. Some of them are Married at First Sight. Some of them are this, that, and the. So they always ask me like, oh, my sister started watching this or my daughter started watching this show. What is this going on with this person? And I can rattle off everything. So. you know,
yeah, you
talking
are
talking about reality TV.
That's you are the Google of reality shows.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, kids. Lunch break's over. Time to get back to work.
I know, right?
All right. Thank you, EJ. One more time, shout out to EJ from I Want My Podcast. That will all be linked down below. excuse me, Hanakawa, you guys know, and we love you and we will talk to you again soon. Bye.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.